Welcome into the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in today and tomorrow for Maggie Dawn. It's a show I've gotten a guest host at least once in the past. I think I got to do it right after Thanksgiving. So I've done this show before. I've done a few other shows here at Civic Media. But most people probably know that I am the sports director here at Civic Media. So naturally, that means that when I fill in, I have to bring in sports topics to the talk network, because that's literally what I do here. So I'm here. My name again is Jimmy Cuska, filling in today, going to talk about some fun things today on the day after Christmas, the second day of Hanukkah, the first day of Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating this holiday season. We got you covered. We're going to have some fun today. Joining me in the studio is Cardi. How's it going?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I mean, I took a few days off, you know, this week, the way that the calendar lined up, the Christmas holiday, which most businesses in the United States observe and take off, they take that day off in the middle of the week, right? So I had to figure out, well, how am I going to maximize my time away? So I took a couple of days off to goof off with my kids and chase my Huskies around the snow. So that's what I did.
Yeah, man,
how about you? What did you do?
Mine was pretty laid back. I had to travel to maybe two or three houses, and then I ended up going to another house towards the end. So I was just I was a nomad at a lot of people's houses, in a sense. Had a lot
kind of Santa Claus-esque, right? You had to go multiple places.
right. I traveled all of Wisconsin pretty much the whole week. Yeah. Or that
That's
day.
That's pretty
actually.
Awesome. I know for our family, because, you know, when you bring families together, you've got a lot of holidays to cover, right?
Agreed,
a lot of holiday events. So for my families, they're from northern Wisconsin. They do theirs in January because of all the conflicts. So we do our get-together in January on one part of my family.
That's a good
idea. Other part of my family, everybody's an adult. There are no children anymore except for mine. So they mail my kids gift cards or cash. And then if we're up there, if we happen to be there, which we weren't this year, on Christmas Eve, they just have a very small gathering, small dinner.
Oh, nice.
Hi, what's up? We'll see you next week, because that part of the family hangs out all the time. Down here, my wife's side of the family, we are doing all the things with all the kids. There are a million grandkids, and it is chaos. So
That's crazy.
You know those pictures you see with, like, the gift stack that they're taller than the tree? That's what it was like for my kids. And that wasn't because of me or anything. It's just there's a lot of relatives, and they have a lot of fun. So it's the Christmas you always dream of, right? And that's what they get. Just about every year.
I was gonna say,
well, hopefully everybody listening that you had a fantastic holiday. And in fact, this first hour, we're going to be talking a bit about that holiday spirit, and I'll get to that in a second. I want to set up the rest of today's program coming up an hour from now. Given that I am the sports director, it is my contract, it is mandated in my contract that if I fill in, I get a segment for sports. It's not actually, but I like to say that. We're going to talk to Mike Clemens. He is our sports update anchor and reporter for the company, and he will be live in the locker room at Lambeau Field, actually, and he is going to take a minute between the locker room access and the press conferences, and he's going to talk to us about Packers versus Vikings coming up an hour from now at 3:06. Coming up in the next hour at 3:30, I want to take people, go back a little bit to last week when we had the tragic event in Madison, the school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. I put together a column about a conversation I had with my kids who heard about it from me, oddly enough, as I was recording news updates for the company last week, another one of my roles here at the company. And they asked me about it. And I had some really insightful feedback from people on that and you know, what specifically called out to them and talking about it. So I'm going to use a bit of time on today's show just to kind of go back and talk about it a little bit. So that's coming your way at 3:30. Coming up at 4, we head over to the Dom Salvia show. And then, of course, at 6, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. So we've got plenty on tap for you yet today here on the Civic Media Network. It is, as always, you know, when you look at the day after a major holiday, you know, a lot of people are just starting to get back into things. You notice that newscasts are largely getting away from some of the fluffier pieces that go into the pre-holiday part of it. And right away next week, we turn around and we're right into another holiday with New Year's. So, but today was kind of a way back into reality for people. If you've been listening to any of our Civic Media stations, you know, there were some heavier news updates today. We had, you know, a couple of former state legislators pass away. We had the absentee ballot issue in Madison, where nearly 200 ballots were accidentally not counted because they were left sealed in courier bags. So there are certainly some things heavier in the news world. But I wanted to take at least some time today, Cardi, and I wanted to talk a bit about the holiday spirit, and not in a religious sense, and not in a specific holiday sense. But I think back to holidays I've had, and you know, growing up not having advantages like others, you know, like some people grow up with means. I certainly did not. I was homeless at points in my life. So, you know, for me, I always looked at those random acts of kindness, the things that people do for you just out of sheer goodwill, right?
Right.
And the impact that those things can have on a person, even short term, but even more so just as a human being today, I like to volunteer and donate time and give back any way I can. And I would like to spend some time today and I would hear from people about ways that maybe not only that they have gone out of their way to help others, but how others have helped them. Even this holiday season, it can be something incredibly small. It can be something that is a grand life-changing gesture, but this is the stuff that I think makes the holidays for me, is that, you know, people do good things for one another. It's not material things. It's not gifts, right? Like I love gifts. Don't get me wrong. I love when I open up the Christmas tree. Like my Christmas presents, by the way, as a nearly 40-year-old middle-aged man who's coaching high school football in rural Wisconsin, I get things like a box of Junior Mints because they know I like mint-flavored things, right? This is Christmas for me, right? It's not a PlayStation 5, but it's pretty awesome. I don't mind that, but I think of all the great things that people have done over the years. And, you know, I think specifically I was working a triple shift one time on Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, Cardi, and I was thinking about this. I was working this shift. I wasn't having a holiday meal. I wasn't going anywhere. And a coworker of mine actually showed up at my job and hung out with me for an hour and brought me some of their leftovers from their holiday meal. Just sat and had a conversation, and we enjoyed some time in the middle of this triple shift, this 22-hour shift that I was working straight with no break, you know, with you know, no nap breaks or anything. And just how much that meant to me, and how much now, as someone who has had to manage people in a workplace, just, you know, if I'm asking someone as a manager, and I'm not a manager, but as a manager, if I'm asking somebody to work on a holiday, how can I make it, I guess in a crude way, suck less for them, right? make it a little bit of a better experience, because working on a holiday is never that fun. So I am curious to hear if anybody's had any of that holiday spirit in them, anything that's made things a little bit better this holiday. You can give us a call at 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC. Those are ways you can reach the show. I would love to hear about it, because I tell you, I know we talk about the commercialization of holidays and all that, but I don't know. Maybe there's just something in me that it affects more because I grew up like this, but I really, really like hearing about just ways that other people have gone out and made other people's lives better. I mean, do you have anything like that in your life, Cardi? Anything this year happened that somebody did something for you and you're like, dang, that was pretty cool of them?
So just recently, my dad, who I didn't really expect to really, I wasn't really, you know, going to get anyone a lot of stuff this Christmas, but I ended up getting like my kids and stuff. And then went to my dad's house and he got me some stuff that I didn't really, you know, expect for him to give me, you know? So I took it with a grain of salt and I was thankful for it. Also got a gift card, which is awesome. So I'm going to spend it on probably my kids grabbing them some more stuff. But yeah, man, I mean, I enjoy things that are given to me without me asking. I enjoy, just getting surprises just in general. And this is more heartfelt because, like, you know, I come from a different, like, kind of the same, you know, situation as you in a sense. Haven't really, though, got to know my dad, you know, until about like 4 years, 5 years ago. And just for him to do that, it just shows a lot, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, and for me, you know, I'm like you. I also had reconciled with my own parents, you know, 10 years ago. So it was, you know, I'm kind of in that boat, and just seeing how they've been great with my kids. They don't miss holidays or birthdays. Right. My kids are always getting stuff in the mail from northern Wisconsin. It's pretty awesome. So I'm glad that, you know, sometimes you mend fences and those things happen. I'll just share mine real quick, and then hopefully we'll get some people to talk about it. I think
yeah,
this time of year,
you know,
you kind of lose track of what might be important, and being there for one another is certainly high on the list for me. But, you know, here where I live, in the town I live in, just discovered this opportunity last year. But there's a group of people, just random people. There's no affiliation to any specific group or church or charity or anything like that. And they came together to offer holiday meals for people. So they go through, get donations. They put together a hammer turkey meal complete with pie and a beverage and, you know, hot chocolate packets and the whole works, right? Get a candy cane. And so last year, my wife, my kids and I, we decided to help out by delivering these meals right to people on Christmas Eve. And we did the same thing again this year. And this year we split it up a little bit. We did part delivery and part prep, and putting things together, but it was great to go out in just in the small town I live in, you know, a couple thousand people and, you know, the sticks of the Driftless area of Western Wisconsin, and just seeing people and like, hey, you know, it's a free holiday meal delivered right to your doorstep. And I'm like, how cool is that? Because, you know, I know food insecurity is a major thing. You know, especially here in rural Wisconsin, when you look at anything happening here, it's housing and it's food. Those are the two big insecurity issues over here. We have a really, really big issue with providing affordable housing for people in Wisconsin, especially, you know, here, Cooley region and Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area, pretty much any point that isn't, you know, and I think it extends to the cities too. I can't imagine it's any different in the cities with apartment rents and stuff, but
yeah.
I know that housing affordability is big, and then the food insecurity issues are big as well, which is why pantries are always reporting like, hey, we had our biggest rush of people at a food pantry ever seeking food. So I just think from that perspective, just having the ability to go out and bring holiday meals to people, it made the holiday for me just feel like a little bit more like a holiday and not just a gift exchange, right? So I personally enjoy that part, that spirit of the holidays, spirit of giving and being there for one another. Which is why I'm curious if anybody else has similar experiences they want to share here across the statewide network. 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC. And we will be glad to hear those stories here today on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. We'll be back right after this. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in today. Talk to you here in a couple minutes. Tears going, follow up.